Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Amen, amen, and amen again. We praise God for his goodness on this evening. We are experiencing here in Delaware a thunderstorm. We had one on last evening where tree limbs are down and my flower pot blew over, but blessed be to God, he kept my flowers still in the pot. And I want to talk about that this evening. I just got a revelation thing. The winds come and they blow, and sometimes the wind destroys things. But bless God, when I heard the rain beating down upon my window and my roof on last evening, and I heard the wind blowing and the thunder was clapping and the lightning was flashing, I said, Lord, my babies are out there on the deck. Please don't let the wind destroy my babies. And when I got up this morning and I went out on my deck and I looked at God and I began to smile, my babies was intact. They were in the place where I had placed them. I had one that had fallen off the tractor, but that's because she had no water in her to keep her from rising up with the wind. But I just bless God for his goodness on this evening. My cell phone is not functioning. I called into the station and it would give me the information saying Blog Talk Radio and cut back off. But we thank God for his goodness on this evening. Isn't God a good God? Is he not worthy? to be praised. Hallelujah. No matter what the problem is, no matter what the problem is, let Jesus fix it for you. For he knows just what to do. So whenever you pray, just let him have his way. I'm telling you, I want Jesus. How about you? I want Jesus to fix it for me. I want Jesus to fix it for me. Come on, I hear an old Baptist hymn saying, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me while I'm on my pilgrim, and some say, tedious journey. I want Jesus, to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Come on, Zion, and say, Lord, walk with me. No matter what the problem is, I need Jesus to walk with me. While I'm on my way somewhere, I need Jesus to hold my hand. I need Jesus to guide my feet. While I'm on this trip that I'm on, I want Jesus higher to walk. I want him. Don't you? Don't you want Jesus to walk with you? Everywhere you go, you need Jesus on your side. I remember here in Delaware, and I was going to be leaving on Monday to go up to New York for the week. And this was back in the day in the 90s. And I said to my bishop, Bishop Blackshear, and I said, Bishop, I won't be here next week. I'm going to New York on tomorrow. And he said to me, daughter, wherever you go, take the Lord along with you. I tell you, I did just what Bishop said. I did not leave home. You know, there's a commercial that says, don't leave home without it. I think they were talking about an American Express charge card. They said, don't leave home without it. But I want to let you know on tonight, don't leave home without Jesus with you. Matter of fact, don't even be home in your house without Jesus with you. You need Jesus to walk with you when you're in the kitchen. You need him to walk with you when you're in the bathroom. You need him to walk with you while you're sitting in the living room. You need Jesus to walk with you while you're sitting outside on the porch admiring your beautiful flowers. You need Jesus because accidents happen. Oh, bless his name. People have sat outside and never made it back in the house again. So you need Jesus to walk with you. No matter. Come on. Say, Jesus, walk with me. Oh, I am so happy on tonight. I bless God for Bishop Dr. Gregory M. Scott, who makes sure that this program is up and running for me to be on the air with you. And again, I thank God for my South Carolina family. First of all, I give honor to my sister Jackie, who is the advocate for Blog Talk Radio. If she has your number, she's going to give you a call. If she has your number, she's going to send you a text. So she is in ministry with me because she is helping to get the gospel. Is she standing in the pulpit? No. Is she ushering on the floor? No. But she's a witness that Jesus Christ is real. And come on and listen, she's saying. I know you have other ministers that you listen to, and I know you have other ministries you're involved in, but stop by and listen to Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. while the pastor, Patricia Benjamin, is on the air. And to her friends there in South Carolina, her Christian friends, Sister Janie and Sister Janie's family, her niece, and all of those in that South Carolina region that listen to Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. You keep me inspired to come every Wednesday night. And then I have some friends in New York, out in Southampton, New York, where I come from. You know, a prophet, the Bible says, is without honor in his own country. But anytime you can get your family members to listen to you and folk that know you listen to you, Jesus is real in your life and they recognize that. So I'd like to thank God for Sister Patty, my namesake, part of my name, who's listening to our blog talk services. Oh, God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. This is a word for someone. I'm going to go back and read that again. This is the Psalms gospel here, the division of Psalms. Psalm 63. Oh, bless his name. Ooh. Oh, God, you are my God. That's personal. Come on, you can't get any deeper than that. That's not my mother's God. That's not my brother's God. That's not my sister's God. That is my God. Oh, God, my God. God, you got to make it plain. You got to let the devil know that, hey, I can't make it off of what grandma did, so I have to make him personal. I can't make it off of what my father prayed. I have to beseech him for myself and make a personal relationship by saying, oh, God, my God. Ah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's your God. He's my God. And don't be ashamed to let the devil hear you announce that he's your God. Oh, the devil don't like it when you let him know that you're trusting in God for all that you need him to do. All the devil can do for you is lead you astray, lead you into a ditch where you can't get out. All the devil wants to do as his resume had not changed. When you go for a job, you must bring a resume or email a resume in, and it's telling all about who you are. Oh, I graduated from Yale. I graduated from Princeton. I graduated from Harvard. I graduated from Spelman. I have a A, B, C, D, E, F, G degree, and I have a night watchman's degree, and I have a degree of cooking in the kitchen, culinary degree. I have all of this is on your resume. Well, let me just tell you this. The devil's resume has not changed, for the Bible declares that he came to kill, to steal, and destroy. He came to kill you. He came to bump you off. He came to rob you of what God have laid up for you. Oh, but that's his name. He will steal your joy by adding sickness in your life. Sickness doesn't come from God. It comes from the devil. Oh, bless his name. The devil sends these things. God is the one who will deliver us out of them all. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk tonight. Like I said, it's storming here. It could be storming wherever that is with all of these heat waves. It's bound to storm. We thank God for the rain, and we thank him for the wind. Should the phone cut off, it's no doing of mine. If Blog Talk goes down, it's no doing of mine. But the word of God, that's why I'm saying you got to build on a sure and a solid foundation. Blog Talk will fail. Television will fail. Radio will fail you. But Jesus never fails. I just told you, take the Lord along with you. Everywhere you go, he will not fail you. He doesn't sleep nor slumber. Oh, bless God for the benefit. Now, let's see if we can finish that before the phone decides to cut off. Oh, God, you are my God. And I'm telling you, that's personal. When you can tell God, be mindful to tell him, God, hold up here. I need some things done. But I need to recognize and let you know that I know that you are my God. Woo! That has to turn him on. All of you have had a spouse of some kind. And when your spouse tells you, oh, honey, I love you. Honey, that makes you turn somersault. Oh, bless his name. Well, this has to make God feel good when you say, God, you are my God. That means he's first in everything that you do. He's first in your life. So you're saying to him, God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. Early will I seek you, God. My soul first for you. God, I need a refreshing. Lord, my soul is thirsting for a blessing today. Let thy presence come from above. Oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down. Oh, Lord, just let your spirit fall all around. Lord, my soul is thirsting and I want a refreshing. Lord, my soul is thirsting. Hallelujah. And I need a fresh touch. God, I need you to touch me again. Oh, bless his name. I will seek you early in the morning before I comb my hair, before I brush my teeth, before I rub my eyes so that I can see clear. God, I will seek you first, early in the morning, when I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom to empty my bladder, I will take time and seek your face all before getting back into the bed. And I will bless your name. I will bless you, Jesus. I will bless you, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless you, O Lord. You are my fortress. You are my Savior. You are my God. You are my strong tower. You are my strength. You are meat in a starving land. You're water when I'm thirsty, bread when I'm hungry. I will seek you, O God, early in the morning. Ah, it'll be all over in the morning. Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. In the morning. In the morning, it'll be all over. Hallelujah. In the morning. Ah, why is it over? Because I sought you. Early in the morning. See, Jesus never sleeps nor slumber. He's always listening to hear our cry. Ah, and he'll answer you when you call him. Lead me, guide me. Oh, Lord, I pray. I thank you for the blessing that you have given me today. Oh, I want to bless your name. I want to seek you, and I will rise up early in the morning before the birds start blessing you. I want to be the first one. I used to get up back in the 80s at my apartment, and I had a balcony in Delaware where I was living, and I would get up early in the morning and I would open my patio doors, and as I opened my door, the birds were already blessing his name. They were chirping and chirping and chirping, and I would open up my screen and I would say to the birds, please move over, let me get here, because I want to bless him too. I want to have a little talk with Jesus. I want to tell him thank you for life, health, and strength. I want to thank you for allowing me to see a brand new day. Bird, let me get here and bless his name. Ah, and then the birds would fly away. And I'd stand there and I would bless the God of my salvation. Early in the morning, I will rise up. I will rise up, Jesus. And I'll seek you early. Let's read. Oh, bless his name. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Oh, my God, I just got finished talking about the rain. God has not allowed you to be in a dry and thirsty place where there is no water of the Spirit. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and life. Well, in water, there is life. We have to have water in order for the body to function properly. Yes, there are people who never drink water. Everything they know is tea, coffee, soda, beer, whatever, wine, but never taking time to put life in the body. The body is nurtured by the water. I don't care how much fertilizer I put in my garden, but my garden has got to survive off of the water. You can plant your seeds for grass, and it could be the most expensive grass seed you can buy. But if there is no water, God, if you shut up heaven and there be no rain, what will we do? God has not left you in your lifetime here where whatever you're going through. I'm in a storm, I'm in a tsunami, but God's water of life, he says, I'll be in you a well of water springing up. God has not left you in a dry place that you cannot call on his name, that you cannot call on him and get a result, that you cannot call on him and feel his presence. God has left you in a watered down place. You have a reservoir on the inside of you that Jesus has planted, and all you have to do is tap into your reservoir and you'll feel the water of salvation. Your flesh will be made glad. Come on and shout hallelujah. Zion, oh, bless his name. I'm almost done. The devil didn't want this word to go forward tonight, but it's for to bless somebody as well as myself. I never preach to you that I don't get blessed by it. I'm not exempted from the word of God. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. Come on and clap your hands, people of God. Tell the Lord, thank you. Oh, bless his name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Where there is no water, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because you, your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. That's what I like about the book of Psalms. Many of the passages of scripture are short and sweet and to the point. That was Psalm 63. Read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. Thus I will bless you while I live. See, you can't bless God in the grave. You got to do it while you live. I will lift up my hands to your name. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My God, today. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. You know, I need new glasses, and the light in this room is not good. So forgive me for stumbling. But read it. See, that's why you need to read the word of God for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Read for yourself. Joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditated on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Come on now. You've got to tell God who he's been to you. Oh, yes, you got a dresser full of pills. Matter of fact, you got a sack that you carry. Sound like jingle bells. You got so many pills in it. But you have to tell the Lord, I'm taking the pill, but I know that my help coming from the Lord. I know my Redeemer lives. Let's move on. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. You know the Lord has some wings, people. And you can rejoice in the wings of God. Ooh, that's a blessing. I'm almost done. I'm closing. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. And so you thought you were doing it yourself. So you thought that the pills was upholding you. Oh, but I got news for you. It is the Lord's right hand that holds you up. Whether you're laying flat on your back, sitting in your chair, or standing up, it is God's doing, not yours. Thank you, Jesus. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower part of the earth. You don't have to worry about the devil trying to destroy you. He can send out his little imps. He can send out his wimps. He can send out his pimps. He can send everything out against you, but they will go into the lower part of the earth. God's got you. He says, I'm holding you up with my right hand. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can block you. No devil in hell can take your life until I say time. I don't care what sickness you may harbor in your body, but God has the final say. Who has the final say? Who has the final say? Jesus has the final say. I have a reason. Who had the final say? Jesus had the final say. My God, today. Thank you, sweet Jesus. They shall fall by the sword. So you can't pray for them. That's okay. They did me wrong, but I'm going to bless them anyhow. That ain't scripture. He told you to love your enemy, didn't tell you to bless them. That's all right. They mistreated me. But, honey, I'm going to bless them anyhow because, honey, that ain't scripture. You better read the Bible. The Bible let you know that Jesus will take care of them. He has a place for those who mistreat you. He has a place for them who try to do things to harm you. God's got a place for them. All you have to do is stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free and know that it is God who is holding you and not you yourself or the neighbor across the street. Let's read a little bit more. You know, I get excited, people. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for Jack. I ain't going to say that. Anyhow, they shall be portion for Jack. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. I tell you, I have enjoyed being with you tonight. I have no recollection of the time right now, but it's all good. I don't have to be on here for hours and hours with you. I can just get on at the appointed time. And when God is finished, where I went to theological classes at, and my dean of my class said that we should be able to bring a sermon in 45 minutes. He said, you can do it less, but try not to go over 45 because you lose your audience. So I'm going to stop there. I'm going to let the word of God penetrate into your hearts on this evening. I pray that I have said something that have been a blessing to you. Anyone, I don't know if Dr. Scott is still working the board or not, but if any one of you have a prayer request, if you want to push the one, you'll be able to push the one. If he's working the board, he will see it. If not, he won't. So just in case that our controls are not working properly on tonight, I don't even know if I'm still on the air, but our controls are not working tonight due to the storm, and I'm around a lot of trees. However, we are going to pray a prayer that whatever your request is. Now, let me tell you how I'm going to do this. You know what you was going to ask God prayer for. Is that right? Okay. So you know what you're going to ask God for. I don't know what you're asking God for on this evening. So you speak it out of your mouth. You say, Lord, I need prayer for Sister Silly. Lord, I need prayer for Brother Watermelon. I'm just using that as the perfect example. So whatever your prayer request was, it could be for yourself, it could be for your spouse, it could be for your grandchildren or your grandmother or however or whoever. It could be for your brother, your sister. It could be for your neighbor down the street who's having problems or just lost a loved one. Whoever you want prayer for on this evening, you speak it out your mouth as if you were saying it to me on Blog Talk Radio. I'm touching and agree with you. For the Bible says if any two of you touch and agree, two or three, could add a third one. If anybody is touching and agreeing, he said, I'll be in the midst. And that's what we need in the midst. We need Jesus. Again, I say, everywhere you go, take the Lord along with you. My prayer is null and void if Jesus don't intercede. Your prayer is null and void if Jesus don't intercede. Jesus has to intercede on our behalf. And then he goes to the Father, and the Father grants it through the Son, bringing the request to him. For that's why the scripture said, make your request known to God. It didn't tell you to go to the Father, a natural father, like some religions do, and you go to confession and you sit down and you tell the Father everything, and the Father can't fix nothing for you, but you might feel better because you got it off your chest. So that's why you think it's all finished. Well, I'm not Catholic, I'm Kojic, but there are pastors that we go to and we speak some things to them that's troubling our spirit, our heart, and we go and we sit down and we talk to them. The pastor can't fix it, but he can pray for you and pray with you. And we all still yet have to rely on the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham. We still have to rely on God to fix whatsoever is wrong, whatever our request is. But he said that if you touch and agree, I'll be in the midst. I'll hear the prayer that you're praying. Ah. So right now, we're going to go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you on this evening, on this 22nd day of July, asking that you would be in the midst of everything that's going on in our life. God, we're including you in everything that we do, everything that we say, and everywhere that we go. God, I don't know who's on the line listening to my voice, but you know who they are, and you know what the request is upon their heart. God, I am touching and agreeing with them as long as it lines up with your will, that you say that your kingdom come when we pray. Jesus taught the disciples to pray pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. God, I'm asking tonight that your kingdom come and your will be done. Oh, whatever it is that it got before you at the tables of their heart, God, I ask that you would touch in mighty way. God, I ask that you would grant their petition. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you. We count it done because we ask these blessings and we ask these things in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, children of God, no matter when you pray or whatever you pray, always say, in the name of Jesus, because that is the only name we ought to pray in, because he's the only one who died for our sins and our soul. So pray in Jesus' name, not in no other name, but Jesus' name. And it shall be, and it will come to pass. Lord, grant us this petition on this night, God. I need you to touch my sister's body, my sister Jackie, God. Touch her with the finger of love. God, give her a newness. God, let her feel that you're undergirding her with your right hand. To my South Carolina family that listens every Wednesday night, God, I ask that you be with them in a personal way. God, make their crooked places straight. Grant them the request that they have before you, God. Let the finance and I call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Oh, God, you say healing is the children's bread. For anyone listening in Southampton, New York, I don't know who you are, who you could be, but God, you said healing is the children's bread. God, grant the bread. You said you gave them water. You bless the water. There we go with that water again. You bless the water and the bread. He said, I am the bread of life. So they took the water in the book of Exodus. Find it, read it for yourself. They took the bread and the water and blessed it and gave it for them to eat. And the Lord took sickness from the midst of them. He got rid of it through the bread and the water. Cry out to God. The Lord is nigh. He's attentive to your cry. Cry out to God and let Jesus fix it for you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, people of God says, amen, amen, and amen. I have to bring the bread of life on Sunday in my church where I attend. I am a pastor, but I have a pastor because I don't have a building. I'm an evangelist pastor, but I attend a building on Sunday. And my pastor there, iron sharpens iron, so we sharpen each other. And I'll be bringing the bread of life on Sunday morning. I don't know if it's going to be on Zoom or not, but however, I ask you all to pray that the Lord will have his way, that somebody will get saved, that somebody will leave there healed, knowing that God is the God of their salvation. I bless you on tonight, people of God. You're precious to God, and you're special to me. Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll want to drive. Don't let the devil ride. Don't let the devil ride. Oh, don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll surely want to drive. Don't let him ride. Don't let him flag you down. He'll hit you no ride with me. Don't let him flag you down. If he flags you down, he'll turn your soul around. Don't let him ride. Ah, God bless you, people. Don't let the devil ride, but drink of the water of the living God, for he shall bring you out. He shall bring you to pass whatever it is there is no storm in your life that God cannot fix. There is no mountain that Jesus cannot climb, because he didn't tell you to climb the mountain. That's your problem. He told you to speak to the mountain, and with your faith, the mountain will be cast into the midst of the sea. For years, so many of you have been climbing the mountain because somebody made a song of it, and it sounds good to your ear, but the devil laughing at you because he said, look at them fools trying to climb a mountain they know is impossible for them to climb. So you let Jesus climb your mountain, and you stay rooted and grounded on the earth, and God will elevate you higher than a mountain. In fact, you'll be able to go over the mountain without climbing it. And you can look down on the devil's head and say, you thought you had me, but I got away. God bless you. I love you, people of God. You are so precious to me. Thank you for being with me again. We pray that the storm passes over. Hallelujah. Ah, the hour is late. It is 7:40. It's all good. God bless you. Have a very, very good night tonight in Jesus' name. And thanks again for listening to Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Bishop Dr. Gregory M. Scott for Blog Talk Radio. Lift the Savior up. Amen.